The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly road crew tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
All right, you guys wait for this every week because we do this every week. It is your road tip, and it is number 4 that we're bringing to you right here on Radio Memphis and Memphis Metal Mondays. Now, for those of you who've tuned in, the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series is actually bringing more insight, you know, for our emerging artists and entertainers. We're sitting down, talking with them, you know, as far as talking with the industry pros, and we've added something. We've added the road tip. Some of our pros come back, and they share something, you know, something that, you know, maybe somebody could use whether they're out on the road, or maybe it might be a tip that somebody can use when they're on the stage and they're working it out there, or it might even be a tip that somebody can use while they're in the studio. Now, again, I told you this was number 4, which means if you've missed a couple, what you can do is that you can go to radio-memphis.com, and right when you look there, you'll start seeing some of the road crew stuff right when you go on the front page. But if you don't see what you're looking for, make sure that you click on the button that says shows, okay? And then when the drop-down menu comes down, you're going to see Road Crew Radio, and you'll click right there, and it's going to take you to all the stuff that we do with this series right here on Radio Memphis. All right, all of it brought to you by Ken Barr Films. And do me a favor, you know, we want to give a big shout out and big thank you to to Ken. Go check out his website, ken-barr.com, because he's got a lot of cool things that are happening, not only with his books and everything else, but he's also got some films and stuff that he's working on. And so, you know, go give him a shout, and if you happen to do it because you heard it here, make sure you tell him that D said hey. All right, now back to our tip. Tonight, we are going to talk to Mr. Ken Kaler. Now, you guys were introduced to Mr. Kaler over the weekend. You know, we actually got to sit down and have a nice interview with him during Radio Memphis and Around the World. He is the current production manager for Ringo Starr, along with many other tips and many other hats in the business. How are you doing, Ken?
Great. How are you this evening?
I am fantastic. Rocking out and having a good old time right here in, on Radio Memphis. So, you know, of course, you heard the spill. And, you know, you and I got to catch up over the weekend. And, you know, we got to, you know, sit down and have a nice little chat, you know, and kind of get to know you a little bit better. And you and I both agreed, while I had you here, because, you know, trying to pin you down just to kind of really talk to you, and we made the joke about, you know, trying to fit me in between, you know, Santana and like Psychedelic Furs, I thought, okay, I'm gonna get you in for a road tip while you're in town. And so I'm hoping you have something, and like I tell everybody, you know, that's tuned in, I don't even know what the tip is that you guys, when I get to talk to you guys, you know, I like to be just as surprised as everybody else, and that's almost kind of playing like roulette maybe, but I want to hear firsthand the way everybody else does that's tuned in and listening. So I'm hoping you've got something really cool, and I want to know what kind of tip you might lay out, you know, there for everybody, you know, that they might actually want to sit and chew on for a minute.
The biggest thing is always have a backup plan.
Good for you. That's a good tip number 4. Have a backup plan and be flexible. This couldn't possibly be something from experience, now, could it?
No. Everything I've ever done has always worked first time.
Awesome. Uh-huh. I was like, and you know what? For a second there, Ken, I believed you.
Yeah, right.
I did. And that's important, because, you know, having that backup plan, I mean, and no matter what it is that you do, and no matter what it is that you're going to, you know, you're going to work out, you have to have plan B, you know? You know, for you, how does that work out though? I mean, you look at something and you go, okay, I'm going to do this, but if then you are automatically assume that if this doesn't work, then I got to do this. So you're already in that frame of mind.
Yeah, because no 2 days are alike.
No 2 days are alike. Plan B, be flexible. You know, is there anything you want to add to that? That's going to, because think about it. You know, there could be that roadie, there could be that, you know, that engineer, there could be that producer or somebody that's listening, going, okay, plan B. All right, I got to be flexible. Okay, I can do that. You know, is it that simple? Is something like that? Is that the advice that simple?
Well, it's, you know, it makes it much simpler if you've got a plan B. That and don't eat the yellow snow.
You are kidding. You are killing me. All right. Tip four. Always have plan B. Be flexible and don't eat the yellow snow. Because you know that when I put these tips up, you realize I have to put that last part in there too because it came from you. You know that, right?
Well, absolutely.
You're killing me. Honey, when are you going back out on the road? When are you guys gearing up again?
Middle of next month.
Okay. All right. So you've got a few, you still got a few, a couple of weeks where you can kind of, you know, kind of get your head right and get all your stuff together.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yep.
Good for you. Well, honey,
now it's just the planning stages right now.
Oh, well, and there's a lot to that. You know, there's definitely a lot to that. And this is the part where you actually sit down and you figure out what all your plan Bs are, right?
Pretty much.
See?
Yeah, it's when I have to sit down and be the office person, which is the boring part.
Well, so you're the production manager and so you're, what is it exactly are you doing? You know, are you planning tour? Are you planning stops? Are you planning, what are you doing?
Right now we're planning, doing the advance work. This is the time when I talk to all of the venues and make a plan of what time we're going to start load in and how many extra people I need and that sort of thing.
I got you. And so all of this goes in, gets locked into kind of your blueprint, if you will. You know, so you're ready to go from there.
And to make sure we can make all this work within the budget we've got.
You mean you just can't go all out and just, you know, figure it out and, you know, and what you say goes?
Not completely, no. The one reason people do this is to make money, so...
I get it. Yes. So you want to make sure that everything is where it's supposed to be. Good deal.
Pretty much.
Good deal. Well, I tell you, I'm looking forward to you getting back out on the road. And you know, per our conversation over the weekend, you know, I am really trying to rack my brain on how to catch up with you at some point on this tour. You know what I mean? And so don't be surprised if you get that text or you get that call and I'm like, hey, so I'm about 100 miles out. Where are you?
Cool. Yeah, come on.
Don't be surprised. So, you know, I'm definitely going to see what I can work out for something like that.
That'd be great.
Oh, my God. I want to see.
Good to see you.
Oh, I'd love to see you too, sweetie. And I just want, like I said, I just want to watch what you do. I just want to watch what you've got going on. So I think that'd be amazing too. Well, I know that you're probably, you know, you're relaxing, you know, this evening and stuff. And I want to thank you for taking just a few minutes and stopping down and spending some time with us and giving our fourth road tip right here for the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series. We appreciate you so much.
You bet.
All right. We'll talk soon. Okay, Ken?
All right. You take care.
All right, baby. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mr. Ken Kaler. You know, how awesome is that? He's a very simple man. And as we were talking about this over the weekend, you know, it's very, 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 very simple, very direct, very to the point. All right, tip number four, always have plan B. Be flexible. And I'm putting this when this gets put up on the site. You guys heard it here. He said it was okay. The last part of that, to make it all make sense, is don't eat yellow snow. What do you guys think about that? All right. Big thank you again to Ken Kaler right here on Radio Memphis and the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series brought to you by Ken Barr Films.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.